Let's say 5 years ago, one could come into Athens and choose between a handful of bookstores to find a title they were looking for. There was Avid Bookshop, which opened its second location in 2016, or Jackson Street Books, and years later, Normal Books, if they wanted to find publishers overstock. There was Barnes & Noble, too, the last of the big bookstore chains in the city. For textbooks, they could choose between Baxter Street Bookstore or Beat the Bookstore. More came, and more went, and life happened. Out of all of those mentioned bookstores, only one independent store remains, the Five Points location of Avid Bookshop. And Normal Books, they were the most recent to go. After 2 years of operation, the bookstore shut its doors on July 20, citing the unexpectedness of the coronavirus pandemic as the reason for its closure. Mary Eaton was a co-owner of the bookstore.
We were only 2.5 years in. That's still the growth stage of any business. And every day counts. And for every day that you lose, you know, it takes two or three to catch up. It went on and on, and it just reached a point where a decision had to be made that it's just not going to be sustainable. The growth is not going to catch up to the amount of time lost.
When Normal Books first opened, Eaton says she could feel brick-and-mortar bookstores were on the brink of a revival, much like vinyl records. Normal had to adapt its business model to better fit the community's expectations from independent bookstores, like relying more on events than print sales, but they never ventured into online sales. They just didn't have the labor for it. Avid Bookshop, early on, implemented an online platform, which saved them when businesses started shutting down after shelter-in-place orders. Prior to the pandemic, most of the web orders were for in-store pickup, but now they rely almost entirely on orders fulfilled through their website and affiliate sales through bookshop.org. They're breaking even now. Avid has diversified the ways in which customers can online shop, however. One can browse recommendations provided by booksellers or choose by vibes, yes, vibes, like Beyond Murakami or Women in the Offbeat Workplace. Or they can take part in the Avid Snail Mail Surprise, where a customer fills out a form with their age and interests, and booksellers will mail out a personalized recommendation. Here's Janet Geddes, the founder of Avid Bookshop.
We beefed up our website a lot, and a lot of the joy of shopping in an independent bookstore is all the spontaneous discovery, how you see a book that you might not have ever heard of otherwise. We also focus on recommendations from our staff, so people who are very well-read and also very smart. So we're really good at recommending books to people face-to-face, and we can't be face-to-face right now. So we are inventing all of these clever ways to, as closely as possible, mimic that experience of spontaneity and surprise and joy and matching the right book to the right reader. We're just thinking about all these ways to connect people in a time when they really, really need it, and those social interactions are at a minimum.
Avid staff are using this time for creative planning and experimentation with silly ideas for two reasons: to make sales survive and to revive a sense of community connection. Preserving that connection, among other reasons, is going to help independent bookstores ride out a plateau or downturn of sales.
I think that cliche, a rising tide lifts all boats, is a cliche for a good reason. And I think that the more attention Bookshop and other independent bookstores can get in terms of news coverage and customer support and financial support, the more all of us are going to do better. It's important to Avid's health that all other independent bookstores do well. Yeah, we'll see what happens, but I'm hoping that this is a huge wake-up call for all of us and for those of us who really want to proactively think about and plan for the world that we're going to live in post-COVID.
Both Geddes and Eaton are hopeful that brick-and-mortar independent bookstores will survive in their communities.
I don't know if it can get back, but I certainly hope it does. Because, I mean, there's just some things that there's no substitute for. And I think books and holding one in your hand, that's one of them.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Savannah Ciccarella.